It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a blowjob. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So he finished 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just
now. When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And it is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and it is the last show of the week, the Trump train all the way through November, which...
Trump train!
Less than a month away now. Coming up.
25 days.
Yep. Hang on to your hats, folks. All right, question of the day. Impossible question of the day. Yesterday's was 58% of women say it's a turnoff if a guy owns this. The answer was ripped jeans. Okay. Whatever.
I said a journal.
A journal?
He's a wimp. If a guy owns a journal, he's a wimp. Do you want to be with a guy who has a journal? I mean, you personally wouldn't, but you know, I mean.
I don't want to be with any guy. No offense.
I'm pretty sure of that. Yeah, me either. Don't swing that way.
No, I know. I don't play for the other team.
No.
Good.
But ripped jeans. It just surprises me that 58% of women would even think of ripped jeans. When's the last time you've even seen a guy in ripped jeans?
Oh, I don't know. I have a few pair I wear occasionally. It just depends. I never really thought about it. I don't wear them to, you know.
Do you wear them to like Occupy demonstrations and stuff like that?
Charlie says it's what bad boys wear.
The bad boys. They wear the ripped jeans.
The bad boys. I don't really think anything about it. I've got some that just have holes in them.
Well, okay. I throw mine out when they get holes.
Gotcha. You can buy them that way, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay, what's today's?
Today's is, answer this, by the way, on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We'll give you the answer in the 5 o'clock hour. 21% of women, not a high number, by the way, so less than a quarter, have caught their partner doing this, scratching themselves with what item?
What?
Scratching themselves with what item?
Well, it's got to be something they shouldn't scratch themselves with, I would assume, because it says caught them doing it.
Caught them. Charlie says phone.
Why would that be bad?
Scratching with your phone? How do you do that, though, Charlie? I mean, typically you grab something to, you know, scratch your back or something, like a stick or a yardstick or a ruler or tape measure or the wall. Ever use the wall, by the way?
You know, if you...
The corner of the wall works great, just for everybody listening.
If you leave your dog outside in the winter and it's frozen solid, you can use that to scratch your
back.
That's
true. Just pick it up.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a wiener dog, it even works better.
Oh, yeah. It'd be fantastic. Fantastic. I don't know if I'd use a phone. Those are pretty smooth.
Yeah, I want something that's a little more rough. Is that where the dog comes in? Rough, rough. Get it?
Oh,
rough,
my
rough.
Gosh. Hey, good to have you back, John.
All right. Real quick, join me tomorrow, by the way, at Novus Auto Glass down in Colorado Springs. Fix It Radio, Drive Radio will be starting at 9 o'clock, but the show runs, the whole show, as in what's going on at that Novus Auto Glass location, Bill's location down on the Springs. There'll be things going on until about 2 o'clock. Door prizes, food, drink, lots of fun, so come by and say hi, and that is in Colorado Springs. Just look it up on the website. If you want the exact address, I do have that in front of me. It is 3475 Pine Tree Square. 3475 Pine Tree Square. But we'll be in Colorado Springs tomorrow for the Novus Auto Glass grand reopening. So Bill's got a permanent location. So it'll be a lot of fun to actually go down there and have that event tomorrow. So if you get down in that Colorado Springs area, please stop by and say hi.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Is it a beautiful day out or what?
Oh, my gosh, it's incredible. It's supposed to be tomorrow. Is it supposed to be snowing next week?
A little bit of snow. Well, it's going to be colder Sunday.
Mainly the mountains, though.
Mainly mountains, but, you know, you never know. We'll see.
Okay.
Hard to say. Okay. Without further ado.
Yes.
Charlie was telling me this before we came on air today. I assume most of you watching the vice presidential debate, because it's made its rounds, saw the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head.
Right.
Some have even put Joe Biden's picture or, you know, head on the head of the fly. And there's been all sorts of memes and things floating around. It was kind of funny, actually.
Sure.
People I kept thinking, is there something on my TV screen or is that a fly on Mike Pence's head? Well, as it turned out, it was a fly on Mike's head. I kept thinking, would somebody go up there and whack that fly off his head?
It actually happened to Hillary last time in those debates.
Gotcha.
It happens.
Then this guy might be right. The Lincoln Project, which, by the way, is anti-Trump. Nothing good about the Lincoln Project. Steve Schmidt, who I believe was part of John McCain's campaign in the past, right? He was a chairman of the campaign.
The chairman of okay, let's make sure.
Yeah.
The chairman.
Yes.
The leader of John McCain's campaign. Okay. Right. What did this guy, who is obviously highly respected,
well, I'm just gonna play. It's better if I just play it.
Okay.
It's actually better if I do this. Now, this is late at night, but you have to listen to the news anchor from MSNBC. You have to listen to him actually talk to Mike and listen to, or not talk to, talk to Steve and listen to what he says about Mike Pence. Here we go.
Page, he broke the rules. He was blustering through the finish time on all of this stuff. And so if this was a normal debate, his behavior would have been scored very, very poorly. It would have been on the higher end of weird behavior and not for nothing. I mean, I don't think it's ever a good sign when a fly lands on your head for 2 minutes. You know, that's a sign all through history of sin. And historically, biblically,
he's laughing.
You wouldn't normally say this after you wouldn't. It's only safe to say this, sorry, after midnight. But, you know, a fly, he who commands the fly has always been seen historically as the mark of the devil. So I'm just
well,
I'm not
Steve,
relevant. But having the fly
now as a journalist.
Never,
now I have to ask for the record. Are you joking? Because the fly could have landed on anyone.
Yes. But it didn't. It landed on Mike Pence, and it says something. I don't think karmic about the status of the campaign as it implodes. Look,
this
you have a Fox News
face.
Poll that has Biden up 10 points. Rasmussen's got Biden up 12. You're looking 12 to 14 points. The numbers are imploding. The campaign is cratering. It's falling apart. And that's the conditions under which Mike Pence had to stand up there. Yeah. Lie to the country tonight to try to say something, but
the
American people get what's going on.
He had to lie to the country, and that fly on his head, that's a mark of the beast. It's Satan himself, incarnate, you know, flying around, landing on Mike Pence's head.
This guy is serious.
Yes, dead
serious.
He was
actually serious.
Yeah, he's not joking.
And this guy led John McCain's campaign.
Yes, and he's dead serious.
This guy led the campaign that represented the Republican Party, our party.
That's why we didn't win, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why
what a lunatic.
Richard and I were talking about that the other day. The reason why we didn't win the last two presidential elections. Not because Barack Obama was so fabulous.
Well, he was highly marketable.
But again, not because he was fabulous.
No.
It's because we had crappy candidates. And crappy campaigns run by those candidates. That's why we lost. I firmly believe if Donald Trump... This is my prediction. I could be wrong, but if Donald Trump had run in place of Romney that second time around, where the incumbent Obama was, you know, coming out, I'm not so sure Donald Trump doesn't beat Obama if he'd have ran. And he says no.
I'm. Do you actually want me to weigh in? Or
sure.
Obama would have killed him.
You think so?
Absolutely. He was the first black president. There was no way.
No, the second time around. Not the first run of Obama, the second run.
I know. That's what I'm saying. This was the first black president for the country to vote out after one term. Its first black president would have taken a near miracle. And look, I think Donald Trump is the greatest president of my lifetime. He is a non-politician, which is why he's so fantastic as a leader. But he's a terrible debater. because he's a non-politician. He's mm-hmm. not good in debate.
Agreed.
He isn't. And for him to go up against Barack Obama in debate, no. Just no. 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 No, no, no. Mitt Romney cut Obama to ribbons in the first debate, and I mean shredded him. It was a blowout. And then Mitt Romney went into a cave for the next two debates, and he lost the Correct. Election because he didn't have Donald Trump's fire. He didn't have Donald Trump's, you know, killer mentality. Correct. He didn't have that. But Donald Trump simply does not have the kind of skill, political skill and debating prowess to go into the ring with somebody like Barack Obama.
Okay. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next. And at Extreme, don't forget, Cooper Tire's coming up here in the very near future, next week, actually, as a matter of fact. There's a great $75 rebate on Cooper Tire, or $70 rebate on Cooper Tires, I should say. That starts the 15th, goes all the way through November 9th. 15% off of any of your repairs, whatever you need. Just mention Rush to Reason. Don't forget, there's 18 bays. And on top of that, free second opinion if you just want to know what's going on with your vehicle and you need a second opinion, they can do that for you as well. So get your car ready for winter, which as we talked a little bit ago, it's on its way. In fact, it's going to get cooler over the weekend. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, folks, if you want to lose weight, especially as we head into the holidays, look a little better, go to, I don't know if there's going to be Christmas parties, but I guess we'll see. It'll be after the election by then.
I think there's going to be some Christmas parties.
I think there will be as well. So if you want to lose weight, go see Dr. Julie, and she can help you with that. Full analysis right now. There's a lot of free things she can do to find out about your health and how to make you feel better, lose weight, and so on. AscentHealthCenter.com or 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchial of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
And don't forget, Novus Auto Glass. I'll be in Colorado Springs tomorrow at a grand reopening of that location in Colorado Springs. So if you're out and about, please come by and say hi. But if you need anything when it comes to your windshield, and folks, you know, there's lots of stuff still flying around off the roadways. And at night, I notice it heavily, even on the car I'm driving, which, by the way, is not even a year old yet. And I can still see all of the pits in the windshield. It doesn't take long in the climate we live in to get a pitted up windshield. So whether it's a pit, a crack, or you just need a complete windshield replacement, Novus can do it for you. It's Latin for innovate. RushToReason.com/Novus, and that's N-O-V-U-S.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
John Rush here. Join me this Saturday for Drive Radio. We'll be on remote at the Novus Auto Glass location in Colorado Springs. The address, 3475 Pine Tree Square. There'll be lots of giveaways and food and fun. Come by and see us. That's Drive Radio this Saturday.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560, The Source.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, I know I wasn't here yesterday, so we get a chance to talk about the debate from Wednesday night, so let's do it now.
Okay.
How do you think Mike actually did against? Is it? Everybody says her name different. Kamala. What is it? Kamala. Like camel. Kamala.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember
Kamala
that.
Harris. Well, I played several clips yesterday and broke them down. I think Pence won handily. And here's what really surprised me, John. I knew Pence going in was going to win on the points.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that he would also win on style, but he did.
She's an angry woman.
She came off whiny and condescending.
That's because that's her personality.
But the smirk she kept giving. Here was the problem with the smirk. It's not just that, you know, that it's ewy, but also everybody knows somebody at their job.
I know that has that.
Or at on the church board or in their neighborhood or in their family who does that smirk. And everybody knows that when they do that smirk, it is a supreme show of disrespect.
Correct.
Nobody likes that kind of a smirk.
Nope.
And she did it the entire time. It was like Trump, you know, interrupting the entire time during the previous debate.
It's no different, actually.
Didn't sell.
No, the body language says all.
Right. The smirk didn't sell. By the way, she had shoulder pads that basically, she looked like Igor. Her head was halfway down her, it looked weird.
Why do they do
she
that?
She looked hunched over. I don't know. I thought that Pence came off self-deprecating. People said he interrupted too much. I think he interrupted the exact right amount of time.
Yeah, I think he interrupted when he needed to set the record straight.
Right, because the moderator wasn't going to do it.
No.
The moderator wasn't going to hold her feet to the fire.
No.
And you and I will complain till the cows come home about these liberal moderators. I think he did it just the right amount, and when he did it, he was spot on.
Agree. The only thing I wish he would have done a little differently, which I wish, and I mean maybe they've been coached not to do this, but I really wish that when it comes to the COVID and the numbers and all the stuff that always gets thrown out, well, you know, there's been 210,000 deaths. I really wish our side would start to come out and say, let me explain a few things to you when it comes to our deaths versus what goes on around the world.
Thank you.
First of all, the CDC has already said that only 6% of that 210,000 is a COVID-only death. Everything else is a comorbidity of at least 2.5 or so, 2.3, 2.5, you know, other problems in their lives causing that death rate to be what it is. Now, on top of that.
Really quick, before you run on, and that's right then, I wish they would start putting in the terms viral comorbidity.
Correct.
Folks, you're calling this a plague. You're calling this a pandemic. Let's call it what it is. It is a viral comorbidity.
Correct.
That requires other stuff to put Correct. You over the edge. Go ahead.
I also would say, and on top of that, Kamala, whatever your name is.
Kamala.
Ms. Harris, VP candidate. I don't know. Whatever. Anyways, what I would say is, actually, I would say this to the American public. I'd look right in the camera and say, I just want to make sure that everybody understands that if you look at the landmass that we in the United States of America live in, which, by the way, is the third largest continent landmass that a country occupies. We're third behind, by the way, Russia and Canada, which, let's just make sure everybody understands, everybody doesn't occupy all four corners of Russia, nor do they occupy all four corners of Canada. So even though Canada has a landmass that's larger than the U.S., the reality is the majority of it is way north. Nobody lives there. And there's only 37 million people that live in Canada altogether. We have 330 million plus. So given the
literally 90% of Canada's population,
so let's just for you know, case in point, we are the largest continent occupied by free people anywhere in the entire world.
Yes.
We can travel from here to Alaska to Hawaii and literally go anywhere we want to go throughout the entire United States of America. So given the fact that we are a free people and we can travel about and eat in restaurants and get our hair cut wherever we want and go from state to state and not show our papers and do the things that we want to do and enjoy in the United States of America, of course we're going to have more
spread
of a quote-unquote disease, period. I don't care what it is.
The only way you can stop that, John, is with complete dictatorial rule. That's the only way you can shut down that much freedom.
So why won't our side say that?
Because we're stupid. We're stupid.
Thank
look,
you.
Here's what I would say, just something a little similar. I would look at her and say this. Well, Kamala, let's keep in mind that you guys always want to say Trump is a dictator. All right? You want to say he's a dictator, yet 62% of COVID deaths have happened in Democrat-run states,
correct,
only 38% correct, in Republican states. So let me ask you this. Are you saying that you want him to be a dictator and override all the mistakes being made in states run by your party? Is that what you're asking?
The one point I will give him kudos for is when he said, well, sounds like the plan you and Joe have is a lot like the plan we've already done.
Pence nailed him.
I was like, thank you. It's about time somebody said that. Because really, what they're saying is no different than what's already been done.
Plagiarism.
He called him a plagiarist. Yeah. That was great. That was perfect, by the way.
That was very effective. And once again, he did it with a velvet touch.
Yes.
I mean, he cut her to ribbons with stuff like that and did it with a smile and a velvet touch. It was so effective.
Yeah, I thought he did well. You've got knuckleheads like the guy that just, you know, the Steve Schmidt guy that came out and said that he did awful, but that guy is a bonehead.
Well, you know, he's filled with hate and rage. And when you are filled with hate and rage, those are the glasses through which you are looking at the
world.
And
you'll say something as stupid as the fly in his head meant that, you know, Pence has got the Antichrist on him.
I mean, the guy's a lunatic.
I'm still laughing. I'm sorry, guys. I'm still laughing at that whole clip we played.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's just comical. If you believe in any of that nonsense, you're a whack job. I'm sorry. You're a lunatic. Everything, even if that guy, which he doesn't, but even if he had a slice of credibility prior to that,
gone.
He has none now after saying that. Anything he says this point forward, he's just a raving lunatic.
Oh, yeah. He's done.
He lost all credibility in that comment.
Do you think he is going to be asked back very much?
I would hope not.
They are going to get anybody else they can get from the Lincoln Project but him.
Well, and if you're the Lincoln Project, you've got to be saying, please don't ever say anything that stupid again.
Well, there's no way that they can wipe off the stain of what just happened to them.
I think you're probably right in that.
That
just ruined any, and again, not that they have any credibility anyways, because they don't.
No.
And I won't give them any. But even if somebody thought they had some prior, they have none now.
Right. You know, you see so many people in the walkaway campaign who have walked away from the Democrat Party. That's the conservative version of the Lincoln Project, right?
Correct.
Where the Lincoln Project goes the other way. I have not seen anyone in the walkaway project who didn't sound pretty much just flat out normal and intelligent. This guy's a nut. He's a nut. And let's take it a step further. The entire Lincoln Project is full of nuts. These people have lost it.
Well, their hatred is so bad. They've lost all sense of normalcy.
Oh, absolutely. John, these were people who were supposed to be the intellectuals among the right.
Right.
They were supposed to be the intellectuals on the right, and now they are full out endorsing somebody who's going to bring the Green New Deal, who is going to pack the courts, expand the Supreme Court, will not tell us what judges he's going to do, it supports abortion up to the day of birth. I can go on and on. I mean, every single thing that this ticket, the Biden-Harris ticket, supports is an utter extreme of everything these guys on Lincoln Projects always said they were against. Yeah. They're nuts. They're nuts.
All right, perfect. Let's do this. Enchanted Kitchens is next. Now, what's not nuts is getting your Enchanted Kitchen done and doing that prior to December, prior to Christmas. And you can do that if you get started now. But, folks, time is running short. You need to really get in there in the next week or two at the most and get your kitchen thought out, planned out. There's lots of details that need to be gone through. That's what they're there for. Find them at klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Purefoy Chevrolet, where whatever you need when it comes to a vehicle, new or used, and if you want your GM vehicle fixed, they can do that as well. But hey, check out all that they've got going on at Purefoy Chevrolet, and this is going to be a great weekend to buy a car. So get out there, check it out in Fort Lupton. That's purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, wants to help you with your retirement planning needs. He's not a planner. He is an advisor. He'll advise you on what you need to do, how you need to get there, how you need to stay there. It's not just wealth accumulation. It is retirement planning. 303-744-1128. That's how you get a hold of Al, or go to klzradio.com.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
We said no. However, under the radar, regulators recently voted unanimously to impose the biggest statewide energy setbacks in the nation. Kim Munson here. Monday, Bob Boswell with Laramie Energy explains how this hurts everyday hardworking people. Adams County Commissioner candidate Phil Covarrubias sheds light on the secret meetings of politicians and bureaucrats to shut our economy down again. Matt Menza, candidate for Senate District 17, is running against one of the Cruel 17. And Hal Van Herke, owner of Castlegate Knife and Tool, weighs in on the election. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's MONSON.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ560, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And you've all been hearing here lately from the, if you listen to the regular news media or anything even on social media, that there was a Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. That if you read certain news organizations, will tell you that it came from the right, from conservatives.
Oh, sure.
That's what they'll tell you.
You know, because we're always doing that.
Say that again, Charlie. Oh, yeah, from, yeah, the Michigan governor, Whitmer.
Yeah, I know who, but I mean...
Well,
yeah,
make sure the listeners knew.
Yeah, we are always kidnapping opponents. We do that a lot.
Well, so here is a clip from the man accused of actually plotting to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. So I have that ready to play here. We always have to make sure the sound is up and going. Here we go.
No, Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
Dude.
No, Trump is not
dude.
Your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again.
Yeah, I'm playing that twice just to make sure you all understand that. The left will tell you that these are right-leaning, you know, conservative, you know, sects and organizations that are out to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
Yeah, that guy sounded like a real MAGA.
This guy sounds like Steve Schmidt. maybe they go to church together.
I guess so.
I'm laughing, but not that far off.
All I kept thinking while he was speaking is, yes, I mind. The dude minds.
I mean, this is like...
It sounded like just this whacked out...
I mean, literally, Andy, this is all... This would be like saying the Lincoln Project plotted to kidnap Governor Whitmer. I mean, they've got more ties to this knucklehead than we do.
Yeah. He's
right?
Nuts.
Because they're anti-Trump. This guy's anti-Trump. So let's put them all in the same box, shall we?
Yeah.
That's what the left does to us all the time. So we should do that to the Lincoln Project. Put this guy in the same box the Lincoln Project's in, right?
Right.
Anti-Trump. There you go.
There you go.
Guys, I'm being serious. It's really no different, but yet the left will tell you this guy's on our side, not the Lincoln Project side.
This guy hates President Trump. That's
correct.
The bottom line. Somebody who hates President Trump tried to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Why would anybody want her? I don't understand.
Well, I'm guessing in this guy's mind, he's thinking everyone in government is bad.
So
she has
her.
Basically shut down the state of Michigan. So let's go just take her, you know, get rid of her, take her out and be done with it. That's what he's thinking.
Yeah.
Right? He's a nut job.
I think you're right. I think you're right. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would never, ever advocate doing something so wacko as this. But I can understand a lot of people being enraged against her in Michigan. She has been even worse with the lockdowns, I think, than Polis.
Oh, by far.
And that is saying something.
Oh, by far, yes. Yes.
By the way, did you know Bed Bath & Beyond is shutting down?
Out there by you, right?
Yeah, two of them.
Oh, two.
Oh,
Charlie, we should go. Bed Bath & Beyond.
Pretty much empty. And it's awful.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Actually, and no,
Michigan,
it really is. That's bad.
But what I'm saying is, and Michigan's going through even worse. So how bad must it be up there?
Oh, it's not good. Okay, another thing we want to dispel as we head into the weekend, I'll help you all out. You're all hearing, because we heard about this even this morning, that Trump's COVID cure was from aborted stem cells. That's all over the news today. You're going to see that on MSNBC, NBC, ABC. You'll probably see it on your local news tonight.
Flat-out lie.
Folks, it is a flat-out lie. It is not true. They should be retracting those statements. It is false. There's even some left-leaning organizations, i.e. USA Today and The Hill, that will tell you that it's not true. USA Today has got a great article, by the way, explaining that, no, folks, as much as some of you out there might want to believe this is true, and USA Today is not... Is it a conservative publication? Did they switch gears here lately that I knew of?
Pretty sure they didn't,
okay,
John.
Thank you. So it's a left organization that's saying
left.
This is not true.
Right.
So it's not true.
You know, I can't believe that any newscast or paper would even run with one that stupid.
Boy, they did. They, some of these just jumped on it and ran this morning.
How dumb can you be? This thing, you're gonna have egg all over your face.
Yeah. What really is what happened, to make sure everybody understands. So he used a treatment that was tested using a cell line derived from a human fetus, although his administration opposes the use of aborted fetuses. Of course we do. The regeneration antibody cocktail touted by Trump as a cure for COVID was tested using a cell line originally derived from human embryonic kidney cells from a abortion performed in the Netherlands in the 1970s, although they found out that that is not the case. That's the story that's been going around, but right. That's not true.
Okay, so what's true?
That he basically did have some antibody testing done, but it's through a strain that's not derived from that. That's the best way for me as a non-physician probably to explain it.
Yeah, bottom line, it doesn't come from aborted fetuses.
Yeah, I don't understand all these things to the nuances that, but that's the best explanation as a layman I could probably give.
Getting beyond the wacko conspiracy stuff, what about this Regeneron? I mean, my goodness, what a fast turnaround. And I know it's not all because of Regeneron. He took a number of things, but he says he wants to make Regeneron available to the public soon.
Well, and I think the other thing you'd have to look at is, and this is a reminder too to everybody else that's out there, that when, and let's face it, Trump's not a young man. He's old, right?
Yeah, he's old and heavy set.
He's not young, but I think it also shows that if you are of even pretty decent health outside of even that, your chances of recovering from COVID are extremely high, which is what the numbers actually, Trump did what the data shows, correct?
Trump did what the data shows, only he got well even much faster because he was willing to take all the treatments. That's why he got well practically overnight. It was crazy. And I do think this is going to bode well for him down the stretch, very well, because everybody's going to be looking at the president being perfectly fine. Starting, by the way, tomorrow. He's going to have his first campaign event tomorrow.
Yeah, that's happening. And
wow.
Yeah, that was only after last Friday or last Thursday night late being diagnosed with having COVID. Let's say what it is. He had COVID.
Johnny was basically well by the end of the weekend. By Monday morning, the guy was basically well.
He's back to
well.
Work Monday night.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he worked even through the weekend at Walter Reed, but once he got back to the White House, which again, the left was criticizing because he didn't have his mask on. Who flipping cares?
Who cares?
Unbelievable. They will whine about everything.
They will. It drives me nuts.
So, yeah,
meanwhile,
he's planning a campaign event at the White House, I believe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tomorrow. So, again, folks, two things I wanted to dispel before we head into the weekend. One, no, the conservative right did not organize Whitmer's plot to have her kidnapped. Even though she's criticizing Trump for not being hard enough, I don't know what she expects. We didn't do this. This was not our side that was involved in this.
These guys who did this, did each of them have a fly on their forehead? Were they of the devil?
Well, I think they're part of Steve Schmidt's Lincoln Project. I'm just going to leave it at that. All right, we'll be right back. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is next. Get your estate in order today. Do that by calling Michael Bailey. And yeah, he'll even talk to you anytime. Just give him a call. That's how this works. Go to klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
KLZ's Mobile Estate Planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. Hire John and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, and Charlie Grimes. And by the way, we appreciate each and every one of you listening throughout the week. And give us a call if you want to talk, 303-477-5600. Waiting for a call from Franktown Firearms. So as soon as they call, we'll get them right online, find out exactly what's going on there. And don't forget to join me tomorrow at Novus Auto Glass down in Colorado Springs. I will be there. We'll have the event. I'll start with Fix It Radio at 9. The event really starts about 10 o'clock and will end around 2, but there'll be a lot of fun. There'll be door prizes, food, drink, the whole nine yards. Just come by, say hi. It is Bill, the owner at the Novus Auto Glass location in Colorado Springs. It is his grand reopening because he's actually in a permanent location, which is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
We appreciate that. So we appreciate all the guys, by the way, from Novus. They're just great people.
They do a great job, too. Boy, they did great for me.
I cannot say enough good about what they do. So with that, let's go to Sean from Franktown Firearms as we speak. Sean, what's going on, sir?
Howdy. How you doing?
We are doing very well. How's Franktown doing?
Busy, busy, but very thankful for that.
All right. So what I can only imagine, I was wanting to get you on as soon as we could this month anyways to find out, what are inventory levels like at Franktown?
Fortunately, we're doing pretty well. We've been getting pretty reliably supplied.
Okay,
with
good.
Guns and ammo and accessories.
Okay, and one of the things I've been trying to stress here lately as well, and I do mean this. I mean, as much as a lot of folks out there, myself included, would like to call owning a gun, you know, and shooting and different things, it is a hobby. I get that, but really, Sean, it's a Second Amendment right we have to own a gun and learn and be trained and utilize that if need be. And I've really been trying to focus on that because the reality is anybody can own a gun as long as they're properly trained.
Absolutely, you're right.
You don't have to be a hobbyist, is my point. You don't need to be out, you know, shooting competition and doing all these things that I think sometimes folks get. I don't know if I'm saying this right, Sean, but I think there's a little intimidation factor sometimes when it comes to going into even a gun store like yours and buying a gun. That's not the case, though, at Franktown, is it?
No, not at all. We try very hard to focus on people who are new to this, and yeah, that's definitely, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, there's an intimidation factor. And folks, we want that to go away. There's a lot of folks, and Sean, you know this, there's a ton of people, millions, by the way, millions of purchases have happened throughout 2020 and really heavily through this last part of 2020 with COVID and so on. And there's a lot of folks running around that bought a gun that my fear, Sean, as a current, you know, gun owner myself, is we've got people that bought a gun that really have no idea how to use it, which to me is not the way it's supposed to work. If they bought a gun, they've never shot, they don't know how it works, they're not trained, they really need to go see you guys.
Yes, we would love to have them, and we're happy to teach them how. So, everyone starts somewhere.
Well, and when it comes to that, what do you offer when it comes to that new novice gun owner, maybe even somebody that bought something somewhere else but never has been properly trained? How can you help them?
So what we do is I recommend a lot of the time, if they're new to the gun, to any gun, or they're just new to that gun and they just want to get good, you know, with that one, what we do is we'll schedule them to do an hour of training, and it's $50.
Okay.
And they will start at whatever you're comfortable with. They're going to ask you a few questions, the trainer will, and we've got a lot of really good trainers here, and they will get you comfortable. So whether you've never fired a gun before, or you have and it's been a while, or if you're pretty, you know, pretty used to it, but you want to get some more advanced training with that particular gun, we're happy to do it. And they will, you know, be with you every single minute of that hour. And I have yet to see somebody walk off the range and, you know, not be satisfied with the lessons that they got. Okay. Usually they sign up for more.
Well, and I want to stop you there for a minute because I think what you just said really, you know, kind of hits a nail on the head. And I just know from personal experience, and by the way, I'll be the first to admit to anyone out there, my family knows this probably better than anyone, I am not a teacher or trainer. So I am, even though I can do it, I've done it, I've owned and been shooting, Sean, since I was a very young boy. The reality is I am not a guy to actually stand next to somebody else and teach them how to do everything. It's just, it's not my forte. I'm not a teacher. I'm more of a coach. You know, I can do well along those lines, but I am not that teacher that can just walk through those tedious steps of, you know, here's the grip, here's how you hold the weapon, here's how you sight. I mean, all those different things, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I think the plus that you guys have is, if you're a lady and you want a lady to teach you that, if you're a man and you want a man to teach you, or if you're a man and you want a lady because you're maybe a little intimidated by a guy doing it, you've got the ability to do both sides, right?
We do. And Karen, you've had her
yes
on your show. And she's our head instructor, Karen Murray. She's awesome.
And we also have Alan and Kevin, and they're really good guys, as well as a lot of supporting staff. And they spend a lot of time getting to that. You know, this is their bread and butter. You know, it's what they do.
Well, and I want to make sure I said that correctly, because my fear is, Sean, there's times where, you know, husband gets, you know, wife to buy a gun, or even the reverse can happen, or dad gets the kids to get a gun. And I'm not saying those are bad things. I mean, I think it's great to pass that down. But there's times Absolutely. Where that other person needs better instruction than what, you know, I as dad am giving.
Yeah, I like to jokingly say it. Sometimes it'll turn into, especially with, you know, significant others, it'll turn into devolving into a game of, you know, don't touch me. Let
right.
me help you.
Right. Well, and by the way, for $50, which, by the way, is not much money to spend. It's an investment. It's really not an expense, Sean. That's a really good investment, $50, to not have all that aggravation.
Absolutely. Exactly. And we do support it. You know, we have a lot of people that come in, they bring their kids, they bring their spouse, and we encourage that. We're open to it. If they want to show them how to use it, we stay out of their way as long as they're being safe and they want to show them, that's great. But if they want to get into placing those shots, being able to draw from the holster and reliably place a shot center mass and be able to, you know, advance themselves with that, that's what we're here for.
Great. Okay, so next step, how do folks get all that lined up, and what's your waiting list right now to even get the training done?
Right now we have been able to do it at most within 10 days. We've okay. been able to get everyone, because they just stack them one after the other and they get them in. And a lot of times people will, you know, they'll come back, and we try, especially with people that are new to it, we'll sometimes add another 30-minute buffer in case they need a little more time, because
gotcha.
We don't want to just chew them out, you know?
Yeah, no, it makes, and I think that most people would appreciate that. All right, what's it like when it comes to accessory and ammo? Have you got good inventory of that as well?
We do. We're constantly getting depleted, but we are bringing stuff in regularly. We just restocked a bunch of ammo late last night, and it's been good, and we're getting a steady supply of firearms.
What's it like as far as making time on the range and so on? Do they need to book out a few days in advance, or what's that like?
During the week, we haven't had anyone having to wait. Sometimes on Saturday or Sunday, there has been a bit of a wait, but it's not very long. We've got that down pat.
Okay, and I also know that you guys have a really great range, all the filtration. Folks don't need to worry about that. They can go. They can feel safe. I'm sure you guys are, as much as I hate to say this, handling all the COVID stuff as well.
Yes, we are. And when you're in the range, you're in a giant negative air pressure room.
Perfect.
So it's been, it's good. You can actually fire multiple muskets. We've done it, and not breathe in the smoke.
For everybody out there listening, muskets would shoot black powder or Pyrex, which has a lot more smoke than a typical cartridge type style weapon would have. It's totally different. So yeah, Sean, if you can do that, you can put anything in there you want to.
Yes, sir.
Well said. All right. Any specials, anything going on folks need to know about?
As far as the training goes, we have been seeing a lot of couples wanting to take training together
okay.
because they may be getting their first gun for the household.
Okay.
And this isn't just handguns. We'll teach you on a carbine, an AR-15, or a shotgun for home defense.
Okay.
We're happy to do that as well, and our staff's trained in that as well. If you come in as a couple, instead of $50 an hour, it's $40 per person, since we're dividing our time.
Sure.
So you're looking at $80 instead of $100.
Makes sense.
To have the trainer work with a couple.
Okay. Makes sense. Sean, as always, I really appreciate it. I'll let folks know once you hang up how to get a hold of you guys, but it's really easy. FranktownFirearms.com. Go to KLZRadio.com. Or what's the phone number, Sean?
720-770-7777.
Perfect. Sean, as always, I appreciate it, and you're welcome anytime. Even if something comes up, just let me know.
Thank you, John. Appreciate
as always, I appreciate it. Sean, again, Franktown Firearms folks, again, find them at klzradio.com or 720-770-7777. And make sure you mention you heard them on Rush to Reason.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze.
Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We appreciate you all joining us very much today and hope you have a fabulous weekend as well. So, all right, got one last funny story I was going to do the other day, but I didn't get a chance to get to it.
Let's hear it.
Ex-jail employees charged for playing Baby Shark on repeat. Authorities say at least four inmates were forced to stand for hours with their hands cuffed behind them while the song played on a loop at loud volume. This is in Oklahoma City. The two former Oklahoma jail employees and their supervisors faced misdemeanor cruelty charges after investigators found they forced inmates to stand handcuffed for hours and listen to children's song Baby Shark on repeat.
How long do you think it was before they started begging for waterboarding? I mean,
I don't know.
At some point they must have just been saying, please do something lighter.
At least four inmates were secured to a wall with their hands cuffed behind them while the song played in loop at a loud volume for hours. So is that cruel and unusual punishment to have Baby Shark playing? Charlie, do you have that ready?
It is.
Here we go. On loud volume, by the way. It might be cruel and unusual punishment after 4 hours of that.
4 minutes of this would be a bit much.
Anyways, those guys, they're in a little trouble because they've had misdemeanor charges now because they made this inmates listen to this.
You ever played Baby Shark with a kid, a little kid?
No.
I have. It's very cute.
Yeah.
Grandma Shark.
So if you're an inmate listening to this for 4 hours, very loud, would you just like want to blow your brains out?
Yeah, I think this,
put me
could
in
create,
solitary.
This could create a lot of violence.
Okay, so, all right.
And cell walls.
If you're getting close to 7 o'clock listening to our replay, we do appreciate it very much. We hope we didn't bore you too much with the Baby Shark song, but hope that sends you into the weekend on a good note as well. Don't forget, I will be down tomorrow in Colorado Springs at the Novus Auto location. Come down, say hi. I will be there until, well, we go off air at 1 o'clock. So come down, say hi. Fix It Radio, Drive Radio, both. So don't remember, or don't forget, we'll answer all your car questions and around the house questions as well. Otherwise, up next, hour number two, it's movies.
Yes, you're with your favorite soundtracks.
Great soundtracks. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.